It's here and now. May we direct you to today's New York Times arts section. We'll link you at hereandnow.org. Practically jumping off the page, a picture of dancer Renee Robinson this past weekend in her last performance with the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater after a 31-year run. The Times says simply, Renee Robinson gave the farewell performance every dancer would love to give. Renee Robinson was the last dancer in the company chosen by the late Alvin Ailey. Other company dancers called her the quintessential Ailey woman. You might have seen her landmark performance in Revelations, the piece about the black church of Ailey's childhood. In an ending that always brings audiences to their feet, playing the lead gossip among the church ladies, she furiously fans herself in her yellow dress, then dances her heart out. Here in Us, Lynn Menegon spoke with Renee Robinson in 2007 when the Ailey Company, led at the time by Judith Jameson, was on tour in Boston. Renee shared some of the secrets of success, hers and the company's, and it starts with food.
I try to be very specific about the things that I choose to eat. That is not to say I dislike potato chips. I like potato chips way too much. I enjoy a burger now and again and French fries with it. But I am a huge, huge fan of leafy green vegetables. You know, a lot of people ask us, how do we keep our bodies looking so good? And then they will end up at a reception with us and they'll see how much we eat, and they're surprised.
In fact, the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater has special equipment to help feed its dancers.
We do a lot of cooking, a lot of grilling, a lot of smoking. This is an upright smoker. We also have two other grills, and then we also have two deep-fat turkey fryers that we do for turkeys and fish fries and stuff like that.
E.J. Corrigan is the technical director for the company, a trained chef.
And head of morale.
Head of morale? What does that mean?
Well, you know, when you tour as much as we do, it's important that people do things together other than go to work every day, you know, so.
How often do you do the barbecue?
Pretty much 60% of the stops. We cook at some form or another.
Where do you do this?
Right out here.
Where's here?
Right outside the scene dock here.
This is like a little courtyard, and no one can see you're here.
This will be Barbecue Central here Saturday.
Do you have music? Do you have?
Yeah, we turn music on. I mean, we travel together, we live together, we eat together. You know, we try to take care of them this weekend. I mean, that's what we do as a road crew. You know, they're our foremost concern everywhere we go. Their safety, their well-being, their vibe, their energy. You know, the energy that we set when they come in the building is the energy they begin with. That's the energy they feed off of.
That kind of loving support is part of what has kept Renee Robinson going.
I started with the company 25 years ago, and I've stayed because, I don't know, when I think about the beauty of the company, I not only think about the wonderful dancers and all of the great travel, but I think about some of the great words that Mr. Ailey said about his company, what he wanted his company to embody, represent, and two things come to mind. And one is that he wanted to hold up a mirror to society to show everyone how beautiful they are. And the other thing was that dance comes from the people and that it should always be given back to the people. Those words always kind of ring inside of me somewhere deep, deep inside. And sometimes the words, you know, come to the forefront when things get a little tougher. Most of my years have been spent under the direction of our great, great artistic director, Miss Judith Jameson. And a lot of times she will say to us, you know, oh, that was a great tour. You had a great season. But I need you to raise the bar higher. And I've added a joke to that, that she not only really wants the bar higher, she also wants you to do a big, big grand jeté over that bar.
As the bar gets higher, you get older. How do you...
Well, that's good. I've noticed that too. The bar is getting higher and I am maturing more with the years. I could think of that two ways. I could think of it as I mature, the bar is too high. But I could also think of it as I mature and the bar gets higher, I have to tap into what the youth has to tap into, your energy, your excitement about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
How do you maintain that sense of urgency and excitement in a dance piece like Revelations? I remember reading that it's voted the most popular dance piece ever. It's just seen all over the world, and it's beloved. It's to traditional spirituals. It's performed at almost every performance. I mean, how do you keep it fresh?
You know, I've thought about that question over the years, and it seems very limited for me to say that I keep it fresh, you know, by having good rehearsals and having wonderful people who make sure that we stay in line. But it's so much more than that.
I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready, Lord, ready to put on my long white robe.
Lord, I want. The music is great. It is a ballet that, just like with any great work of art, there's always simplicity. There's always simplicity. Everything, the music, everything says the same thing, that it is about a spiritual journey, so to speak. And no matter who you are, no matter where you live in the world, you get it.
Came to an audience question and answer period after one of the Boston performances of the company. Someone in the audience asked, how do you dance in bare feet, which is what you often do. And one of the dancers said she melts tape onto the bottom of the balls of her feet.
Yes.
Do you do that?
You know, I used to many years ago. I do tape my feet only if I get a split. I have been lucky that over the years, for some reason, the way I take care of my feet, I don't know if it's the way I'm working, or not so many of my ballets are barefoot, I don't get as many splits in between the toes or under the toes. Sometimes you might be in a ballet where it's just a lot of turns, and you do put this kind of elastoplast, is what it's called, type of tape, because the tape is also stretchy. And then you maybe have a lighter and you move it along the tape, not onto the tape, but just a little bit away from your foot. And what it does is it makes the tape gooey. It adheres itself to all the crevices and the shape of your foot, and it works really, really well.
So you actually put the tape on your foot and then you melt it?
You melt it a little. Just, yes, and then you melt it just a little.
So kids should not try this at home.
No, they should not. Do not try this.
How much longer do you think you'll be dancing?
You know, that's always an interesting question to me because I had not planned for it to be this long. And I'm listening to God and listening to my body, and I'll go with that.
I wanna be.
Well, Alvin Ailey dancer Renee Robinson speaking to Here and Now's Lynn Menegon in April 2007 when she was celebrating her 25th anniversary. She apparently heard God's call and took her last bows this past Sunday. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
I wanna be ready.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.